on this episode, What Makes a Man a Good Lover. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. I appreciate you being a part of this tribe, which is growing every day, by the way. Let's talk about what makes a man a good lover. Now, we've talked about different aspects of this on many episodes of this show, of course, and some of the things that we need to do within ourselves to be ready and to be a good lover. But today we're going to do something a little bit different, and that is we're going to hear it from the ladies. I posted a post on my social media on Facebook, actually. I said, ladies, what makes a man a good lover? And lots of ladies chimed in with a comment. So what we are going to do today is we're going to go through some of these comments. There's too many to go through them all, but we're going to go through some of these comments and learn directly from the ladies what they say makes a man a good lover. The first comment that came in was from Marie. She said, when he knows how to be non-sexually intimate. Now, this comment got a bunch of likes. It's also, I would add, a very, very important one, especially in the context of a committed relationship. I would say it is important all the time, but certainly in the context of a committed relationship, for example, somebody you're married to, exploring those different avenues of non-sexual intimacy is very, very important for maintaining a strong connection, for staying physically close, for opening up the relationship, for opening up your partner to those higher levels of intimacy, to those more sexual levels of intimacy. We need to understand and practice being non-sexually intimate. So snuggling and massage and eye contact, meditating together. There's a huge list, and we're not going to go into all of that now, but remember, being non-sexually intimate, understanding that, practicing it, very, very important. On to the next one. Tony said, when they believe what I tell them I like or need, I've had men tell me that I was wrong, that they knew better than me what works for me. Don't make that mistake. I'll add that. Don't make that mistake. Tony also said, besides that, basic trust, respect, and communication are the foundation of intimacy. Paula said, when he delights in every inch of your body, not just the obvious parts, when he says your name in the heat of passion, when he takes control. Two things I would highlight out of that. The when he delights in every inch of your body, not only every inch of your body, of their body, but of their soul, of their being. I think a lot of guys make the mistake of essentially coming across like they're basically only interested in certain parts of a woman's body and certain activities. And in fact, a lot of guys are really only interested in that, right? So take Paula's advice, be delighted by every inch of your partner's body, not just the obvious parts. And then the last thing that Paul said was when he takes control. That's an important one. It's one that it's a bit of a fine line to walk, right? You want to step into that masculine dominance. You want to step into that place of taking control, but there is definitely such a thing as taking that too far, right? So that's something to learn and explore and understand where you can fall along that line where your partner is going to enjoy it and to be turned on by it, but you're not taking it too far. Sophia said, dominance, number one, there's nothing hotter than a man who doesn't need to wait for you to lead and tell him what to do to set you on fire. Knowing a woman's body, knowing how to make love and be passionate at the same time. Lots of kissing, forgot, and eye contact, lights on, please. So I've talked about, you guys have heard me talk about eye contact. Eye contact is a really important thing in life. I very strongly believe that. This is not just about sex by any means when it comes to eye contact. Eye contact is very important, making eye contact with the people that you encounter throughout the day, with the women that you encounter throughout the day, and certainly, of course, eye contact, absolutely crucial with your romantic partner. Danny said, when he loves your soul and everything about you. Sarah said, a man who connects with your soul and spirit rather than just seeks out mindless sex. Someone who understands women are more than just a walking meat suit designed for their pleasure. You guys, this one if there's a comment that pretty much sums up one of the big problems that porn causes, it is this. Let's read her comment again. A man who connects with your soul and spirit rather than just seeks out mindless sex. Someone who understands women are more than just a walking meat suit designed for their pleasure. Now, her wording is a little bit funny with walking meat suit, but man, porn does exactly this. It takes you the exact opposite direction, right? What porn does is it disconnects from the soul, disconnects you from your own soul. It gets you in a pattern of not recognizing that soul and spiritual connection and that aspect of sex. And in fact, it does cause a lot of guys to basically look at women as a, quote, walking meat suit designed for their pleasure. Don't be that guy, right? Listen to Sarah, a man who connects with your soul and spirit rather than just seeks out mindless sex. On to the next one. Catherine said, when he knows the precise location of the most important spot on this planet. Angela said, when he can tune into you and follow and flow with the energy. When he is focused on the beauty and desires of woman and holds off his pleasure for hers. When he treats every inch of her body like an exploration. I would highlight from Angela's comment the first part of that. When he can tune into you and follow and flow with the energy. One of the things I've talked about many, many times on different episodes of the show is developing your presence, right? Developing your ability to be in the moment, to connect with the energy inside of you, to connect with your body, and to be able to connect with those things in your partner. This is one of the reasons why things like meditation can actually be very, very beneficial when it comes to improving your sex life, because when you access that quiet inner space, you get more tuned in. You get more tuned into not only yourself, but you get more tuned into your partner. Jennifer said, what do you know? The next comment, a man who is fully present. You guys, I have heard this piece of feedback or this idea come up with friends, with lovers, with so many people. And I've talked about it, of course, many times on the show. Be present. Be present. It is the best gift that you can give someone else in any aspect of life, really, is to be present with them in the moment when you are with them. And certainly when it comes to being a good lover, you've got to be able to be present in the moment. If you're lost in your head, if you're lost in recreating some fantasy, you're trying to perform something you saw in porn, or you're lost thinking about what's going to happen, lost in your head thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow or what happened earlier in the day, it's not going to be nearly the same experience. Your partner wants to feel you present and connected with her. Jeffy said, emotionally intelligent. Tanya said, when he accepts all the flaws and makes you a better woman just by being in your presence. Humble, kind-hearted, and not lazy. Cares about humanity and what he puts in his body. No ego, just pure, genuine human being. Miley said, making love to my brain first. Guys, this is a big one. It's a big one for guys, or for ladies, right? This is something where men and women are very different. Men are very visual. Men are very physical. That is what is going to turn on and get most guys ready. For a lot of women, it is the mind and it is the spirit and it is the emotions. And those are the things that get ladies turned on and get ladies engaged in the sex that most guys are kind of targeting first. So listen to Miley, make love to her brain first. Liz said generosity, right? A lot of guys, again, this comes in a lot of cases from just kind of being selfish in that area of life, but it also comes from porn, again, which is kind of like a lot of guys are focused on their needs, their end goal, the target they're trying to get to. We want to approach making love as thinking about the other person first. I promise you, if you think about your partner, if you try to be the best lover you can be for your partner, for her pleasure, you will have plenty of pleasure along the way. I guarantee it. Hannah said presence. Andrea said eye contact, emotional intimacy, and attunement. A great sense of humor is fun too. Are you guys starting to hear or starting to see some, I guess you are hearing it, starting to hear some themes, right? How many women have mentioned presence? How many women have mentioned eye contact? How many women have mentioned emotions and that non-sexual intimacy? A number of them already. Nicole said, strong men that dominate in the bedroom. This is, man, don't overlook that, you guys. Don't overlook that. A lot of guys, especially in today's world, you know, guys are kind of moving away from their masculine essence. A lot of guys are kind of timid and shy in sex. Don't do that. Get in touch with your strength. Shannon said, patience, non-sexual touch, passionate kissing, all the heavy breathing, and sweet sentiments whispered softly into her ears. Annette said, sensitivity. Paula said, his willingness to be a protector, his effort. Donnell said, when he's aware of my needs without me asking. Now, I'll add to that, that's awesome, but women do have a responsibility, just like we have a responsibility, to convey our needs, right? When we're in a longer-term relationship, you will certainly, hopefully, I should say, get to know your partner's needs and desires without her having to speak every single one. But communication is key, right? So when we hear a comment like, when he's aware of my needs without me asking, yes, that's important. You don't want to have to, you want to be able to lead and guide your partner. But at the same time, communication is key. So make sure that you're communicating with your partner, asking her what she likes, what she needs, what she doesn't like. Talk about what feels good, what feels better, right? Communicate. Christy said, being consistent with affection, so it's not just when he wants to be physically intimate, makes a woman feel like he's only being that way because he wants something and not because it's who he is. Again, this kind of comes back to, a lot of guys are just sort of hyper-focused on sex. We need to focus on being intimate and connected in many ways and on many levels. Cheryl said, he loves to snuggle and kiss, hold hands. The rest is about me being me. Sarah said, when he actually cares about something besides himself. Seriously, don't be that guy. a lot of guys are. Don't let it be you guys. I have a feeling it's not for the most part. Don't let that be you. Angel said, honesty, showing his love and respecting his lady. Christine said, honesty. Moving on, Susie said, connection to one another. It takes two to be in flow, to be lost in the moment. This can be created by listening, by being present, how your bodies are moving in the early stages. Don't be afraid to ask. Trust. Katie K said, give her nothing to worry about, I guess. I'm not sure what that one means. By the way, one of the things to remember as we go through these is that just like as men, we are on different levels of understanding and experience and knowledge when it comes to sex. Women are as well, right? So we need to remember that as we read through these women's comments, they're at various levels of what their, you know, their sexual experiences have been different. Their sexual knowledge is different. So we need to kind of take that into consideration. Sherry said, men, the most important thing with sex is dump everything you learned from porn and be new again and explore her like it's the first time you met a woman in attentive presence. Engulf her with your beautiful, sexy, strong, masculine energy. That energetic, masculine, protective strength will automatically impel her to give all of herself in her allowing, open, and vulnerable way. Protected and heart-connected, she can give herself to the divine version of dominance, God-source-directed, not perverted, devil-porn-directed. This trumps porn, all physical-focused pleasure. It makes sex out of this world. Don't ask her to pose pretty for you, to look at her body, to make you rouse like she's in a magazine. Be awestruck with her feminine energy instead. So this is something, again, you're seeing another theme come up where Sherry's talking about, obviously she has experienced what it is like to have sex with a guy who has learned a lot of lessons from porn. We need to unlearn those lessons. Unlearning things is one of the most powerful ways for us to grow. This is not just true with sex. It is true with every aspect of our life. As we get into adulthood, most of our growth, a lot of it, yes, we learn new things, we learn new skills, and so on, but a lot of our growth comes from unlearning things, and I can promise you a lot of your growth when it comes to your sexuality will come from unlearning things like what you have seen portrayed in porn, unlearning bad habits that you've had in your solo sex life. Unlearning is a great way to grow. Della said, it's chemistry between the two people. Margot said, enthusiasm. Let us feel how excited and attracted you are. So Margot basically says, don't hold back, right? Show your passion. Katrina said, devotion. Now, she only said one word, but I'm going to expand on that a little bit because women need to feel safe in order to fully open up and in order to deeply connect and in order to be vulnerable, which is where the greatest pleasure and connection is going to come from. Women need to feel safe. And in order for them to feel safe, they need to trust you, which means they need to trust your devotion. So whether that's, you know, you're exclusively dating or you're married or somewhere in between, if your partner is under the understanding and you have an agreement that you are exclusively intimate with each other, your partner needs to be able to fully 100% trust that. If they can't trust your devotion, they're not going to open up. They're not going to feel safe. Shelley said, intentionality, true connection, self-awareness, self-alignment, patience, responsiveness, and partnership, love. Lindsay said, being connected and present. How many times have we heard that word, by the way? I'll just add presence, right? Lindsay said, being connected and present, in tune with my body, kissing me while inside me, deep desire that words can't really articulate, but that feeling like they can't get enough. One of the themes that we've seen in a lot of these comments is there's a lot of being a good lover that is not about what you say and it's not even about what you do. It's about the energy, right? It's about the energy that you can sense, that you can connect with, that you can be present with. It's about the energy that you can convey. And that kind of energetic interaction and communication is the foundation of that, and the way that we grow that is by growing your inner world, doing the inner work, working on your emotional stuff, practicing meditation, developing your inner world. That's where you get better at those, at that energy communication, at being present, at conveying those feelings that go beyond what you're actually physically doing or physically saying. Steph said communication and boundaries. Boundaries, I'm glad that Steph mentioned the word boundaries. Boundaries is something that a lot of people struggle with, both men and women. And I can promise you that if you communicate about boundaries and you actually communicate about them in the context of your intimate relationship, it will get much better because boundaries create safety. When you don't have boundaries or they haven't been clarified or they haven't been talked about and spoken, then there's an unknown. And when there's unknown, it's going to tend to make the woman feel less safe. So talk about boundaries. Ask your partner what her boundaries are, if any. Don't just have that conversation once. Have that conversation on a continual basis. Most of the time when you have sex, have a brief discussion when you're at the beginning of that sexual experience. And this is kind of a topic for another episode that we'll go into, kind of some of that pre-sex discussion. But one of the things that is very beneficial is, what are your boundaries? Do you have any boundaries to share today? Talk about it. When you create, or when you talk about it, you create safety. Carissa said, his presence, self-confidence, fearlessness of how I feel, firmness, ability to anticipate what I might need and know what I deeply need without me even knowing. He knows from his own primal energy. It's all energetic for me. Once again, the inner game is huge. Your inner world is where all that stuff comes from. Your presence, your confidence, your fearlessness of how she feels, your ability to anticipate. That's all based on your ability to tune in to that inner space inside you and inside your partner. Alana said, being generous and asking you how you feel about things that he does. Anne said, intelligence of his partner's body, taking the time to understand what each other like and don't like. Communication, right? We can sum up Anne's comment there basically in one word, and that is communication. Communicate better, you'll have better sex, I guarantee it. And most guys, frankly, suck at this. Most guys do, until you practice it. So practice actually communicating about sex and you will have better sex, I guarantee it. Linnea said, slow hand, presence, fast, slow, lingering, waiting, leading. Tamara said, opening his heart. Anna said, totally engaged, eye contact before, during, and after. Oh, maybe not just the mechanics, but honesty and openness and loyalty. And oh, the list is long and has nothing to do with length. Barb said, why so important for deep conversation and communication? Trust is earned deep from the soul. Ariella said, synergistic energy. Sakita said, awaken her brain before her heart. Always be yourself. Show passion, gentle touches as you pass each other, mini hugs through the day, sweet, gentle kisses. Let her know how you feel. Tell her how special she is. What you give a woman, she gives back triple. Jasmine said, a man who cares to know you for more than just your body, emotional intimacy, and continued curiosity after the honeymoon phase is over is a must. I love that word that Jasmine added, which is curiosity. Curiosity is something that can benefit every aspect of our life. I promise you, if you keep that word curiosity as sort of a background in your mind, approach every moment, every day, and yes, every sexual experience and every partner with curiosity. When we are in a state of curiosity, we are in a state of learning and awareness. So when we have that state of curiosity, it shifts us out of projecting something onto a situation. It shifts us out of having expectations, and it shifts us into a place of having awareness and learning and being able to actually see and experience a moment, a day, whatever it is, for what it's meant to be. So have curiosity. Cassie said, self-love, self-awareness, self-acceptance, attentiveness to his partner's needs and values. I love that Cassie highlighted self-love. You guys, this is something, how many times have we talked about different aspects of this on this show? It is so important for you to be able to connect with yourself, including to be able to connect with yourself in a sexual way, and to do so in a deep and sacred and meaningful way. When you have that self-love and self-awareness and self-acceptance, you will, according to Cassie, be a better lover. Chris said, when intimacy also encompasses the spiritual realm. One of the ways that I love to look at sex and any kind of connection like that is that we are connecting our souls. Again, I've talked about this on previous episodes. That's what sacred sex is. Sacred sex is about connecting our souls through the gateway of the body. Yes, we're using our bodies. Yes, we are connecting with our bodies. Yes, the bodies are sexy and all the things, right? But what it's really about is it's about connecting our souls. And again, according to Chris, when intimacy also encompasses the spiritual realm, you will be a better lover. Lyra, not sure, says kindness mixed with strength. Vivian said it starts with the kind of lover he is outside of the bedroom. So especially for you guys who are in long-term relationships, that is a huge part. Remember that sex is not about just what happens when you're actually in bed. It's probably even more so about what is happening when you're not in bed. Jan said, if I gave my opinion, it would make you all think I'm shallow. I'm not sure what she meant by that. Emily said, cares about my pleasure and not just his. And some people echoed that as well. I think that's good enough for now. You guys, we can learn a lot from this, right? What are some of the themes that we heard mentioned multiple times? Dominance, being strong. We heard presence. We heard emotional intimacy and other non-sexual forms of intimacy, right? We heard turning on their mind and not just the body. We heard loving yourself and practicing self-love. We heard having curiosity. We heard things about communication. We heard things about boundaries, right? Work on being a better lover. Here's the thing, and I guess we'll wrap up with this. It's unfortunate that there's this kind of expectation or idea that gets passed on to a lot of people, or that a lot of people sort of take on within themselves. And that is that somehow we're supposed to just automatically be awesome at sex, and it's just supposed to happen. And it's lunacy to believe that. Just like anything else, we need to learn and practice and grow and expand and get better. I've been exploring and expanding and growing in this area of my life for 15 years. And honestly, I feel like in a lot of ways, I've just scratched the surface. I personally am absolutely on a continuing journey to grow and expand and learn and get better in every aspect of sexuality, both my solo practice and with partners. And I would hope that you were on that same journey. Recognize that you need to learn and get better. It is not realistic to expect that you will just be amazingly awesome right out of the box, right out of the gate, right? So for you young guys, don't expect that you're going to somehow be this sexual master at 22 years old. It's not going to happen, right? You need to approach it with a state of learning and with that state of curiosity. Approach your sexuality overall with a state of curiosity. When you do, you will continue to learn, you will continue to grow, you will continue to get better, and you will therefore have much better sex, and your current partner, future partners, whoever they are, will very much appreciate you being on that journey of learning and growing. And I know if you're listening to this show that to some degree you are on that journey of learning and growing in your sexuality, but I would caution you to not let that be looking at just one or two specific issues, right? A lot of guys find this show because, you know, maybe they're struggling with premature ejaculation and they just want to figure out how to last longer, or they're struggling with their erection quality and just want to figure out how to fix that, or, you know, various sort of individual issues. And that's great. Yeah, we want to address those individual issues or challenges that come up. But beyond that, we always need to be in a continual state of learning and getting better, not only in sex, but in our life. That's what life's about, man. When you stop learning and you stop growing, that's when you start dying. Screw that. Keep learning, keep growing, keep getting after it. Send you guys all my best. If you would like to schedule a coaching session with me, reminder, you can find a link in the show notes to do that. Have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk with you soon.